This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. I'd like to begin by asking my fellow Christians a question. Have you considered the significant role that you play in God's mission to rescue humanity? In 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul wrote to Timothy, "Be conscientious about how you live and what you teach. Persevere in this, because by doing so, you will save both yourself and those who listen to you." Does it strike you as weird or even wrong for Paul to say, "You will save both yourself and those who listen to you"? Some might retort, "Wait, that doesn't sound right. It is God alone who saves." The Apostle Paul wouldn't argue that point, but he would add that God does so through human messengers. In 1 Corinthians 9:22, Paul used similar language concerning his own gospel witness, saying, "I've become all things to all people, so that by all means I may save some." After I preached on 1 Timothy 4:16, I got an email from a brother in Christ who thanked me for the sermon and proceeded to say, "God uses us as life preservers. He tosses us out into the sea and then draws us back in with those he sent us to save. The salvation is all of God, and we are yet truly used to save. Our part is to never cut the rope and never to get waterlogged. Submit to God's tossing in place and time, and let others hang on to us as he reels us back in." Jesus employed a similar illustration when he said to his disciples, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Matthew 4:19. Recently, I came across an excellent blog article by Tim Challies titled, "How Evangelism is Like Fishing." Tim offered 5 insights that are worth summarizing. First, fishing requires going. Just as a fisherman needs to go out into the water where the fish are and let down their nets for a catch, even so we need to go out where people are. And we need to let out the net of the gospel to see how many people that will catch. Second, fishing requires expertise. A skilled fisherman learns about fish so he can use the right nets or the right bait or go out fishing at the right time of day. You and I need to consider the best and most effective ways to reach people around us. I think sometimes our evangelism is like fishing for tuna in a trout pond. We're not going about it in the most effective ways. Sharing the gospel is about more than just learning and reciting a generic gospel presentation. It's about loving people, loving them enough to get to know them. The better we know people, the better we can show them how the gospel addresses their deepest needs. We can listen to them carefully and address their particular questions or concerns or griefs and misconceptions. So fishing requires going, and fishing requires expertise. Thirdly, fishing requires diligence. A fisherman won't be successful if he just fishes when he feels like it or when just the right opportunity comes along. He needs to be diligent. He needs to structure his days around that task. And in the same way, we need diligence in sharing the gospel. It's not enough to just hope for opportunities to come along. We need to plan how we will create and embrace opportunities to tell others about Jesus. Fourth, fishing depends upon providence. Most fishermen call this element luck, but it's better to stick with the word providence. The fisherman makes his plans, goes out and casts his nets, and uses every bit of expertise he's got, yet he knows that what happens next is beyond him. Sometimes he will make a huge catch, and sometimes he'll catch nothing. God uses us to share the gospel, but God is the one who must bring conviction of sin and repentance and salvation. Our task in evangelism is to be thoughtful and creative and prayerful and obedient in sharing the gospel, but then to leave the result to God. Fifthly and finally, fishing requires confidence. It's hard to get enthusiastic about fishing when you believe there is no fish in the lake. We've got to believe that God loves to save the lost and that he has not yet caught all those who will be his. God delights to use us to reel them in. So don't minimize the significant role you play in God's mission to rescue lost humanity. Jesus and the apostles sure didn't. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about Webster Bible Church, check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.